Okay. We said, what's called the sukkah agabe sukkah? How many tvachim in between? And the labanim one should be possible because of two schachs. Amravuna tefach. So tefach shekeim etzinu ba'olei tumma tefach. Where do we see such a musik of a tefach? We see by oil tumma. What's the halacha? The Tanya, tefach al tefach, berum tefach.
What does it mean, the tefach?
You have a sukkah, then...
If schach one, the space in between the tefach, and then you have another tefach.
On the floor.
Two layers of schach.
How much do I need in between?
Two layers of schach.
That's what sukkah means. He wants to know how much it means. He says, one tefach is already enough to be considered. Why? Because I find the tefach in someplace else in Shas.
How about love it? Didn't have with love it?
Oh. Okay, so Tosfos says a different kash. Tosfos says chavadrami. Tosfos says over here is not shayach, but lavad is a better kash in a way, because lavad chavadrami. Let's say there's no dinim to it. Tosfos says it doesn't explain, but there's no dinim chavadrami. There has to be a wall coming down. But over here you have a good kash of lavad. But even lavad, we'll see by tumah we see that lavad doesn't work, right? So you see this musik. So let's see what's the halacha by tumah. The tanan tefach al tefach berum tefach. If the wood is wide a tefach, long a tefach, and high up a tefach, maybe it's a tumah, v'chaytis b'fnei a tumah. Which means, if you have a klitar, and you have atzmeis meis, underneath a beam, that's tefach wide, a tefach high from the ground, then it's metame the kli. Right? But on top, it's chaytis b'fnei a tumah, and there's no more tumah on top. But if it's not a tefach, I'll be in tefach, goodbye a tefach. So then, it's not metametically, because so what, one's here, well, it should be metamet. And also, it continues up, because that piece of wood is not a chaitz. So you got it? So if the wood is a tefach high, then it locks into all the tumah that's there.
It's a space. Of
right, and right. So then it locks in all the tumah that's there. So if there's a kli here and a mace here, it locks it in, and it doesn't let it go higher. If it's not a tefach high, then it doesn't lack in anything, and it just goes up. And then it doesn't lack. It doesn't have the time of the other kli on the side.
Why do the pasuk shnei schachim even if there's no sukkah al gavi sukkah?
We just have to know. We do, but we just want to know what's shnei schachim. If it's less than a tefach, it's not considered shnei schachim.
So the people make three or four different ways of schachim from
the. That's not called shnei schachim. He was saying, you need a tefach in between.
They're distinct, each one from the other.
That's not enough. We need...
It's not.
This roof has this, and then has a tefach, that doesn't make it two roofs. We want to know what makes it two roofs. A tefach in between makes it a second roof. The town again. Tefach al tefach, berum tefach. If the piece of wood was a tefach, high up a tefach, maybe it's a tumah. It brings the tumah throughout whatever's under this piece of wood. The chaitz is a tumah, and it stops the tumah from going up. Because when you have tumah here, it just goes up till the shemayim, unless you have a chaitz. So this is considered a chaitz. Aval pachas miryum tefach. If it's less than the height of a tefach, loy mevi, it doesn't bring tumah to the other kli on the other end of this wood. But like chaitz is not chaitz from going up the mile. So that's one mandal. If chizda b'yam ba'avuna ami, no, you need more than a tefach. Abba, you need four. Shaloy matzino makim chashiv pachas me'abba. We don't see any makim chashiv less than abba. Where do you see Abba? By Shusha Yachid, by Shabbos. You see that Shusha Yachid, Kamalis, needs at least Abba.
Rahamas, you talking about?
No, Tvach. If you have something in Shusha Rabbah, right? You have a fire hydrant or something, right? So it's in the gay. A lot of times, if I don't know, today we don't know anything about Shusha Rabbah anymore, but if there wouldn't be Erev and you would carry, so you're not supposed to put it on Shusha Yachid. So if you find something with Dalit al Dalit, you're not supposed to put it on. Supposed to put on something smaller.
Center of Lakewood has no Erev.
What?
Center of Lakewood has no
Erev. Okay, yeah, I don't know. See them, I'm going to find something over there.
There's going to be some Erev
in the best. That's always the politics. Huh? So Miller went against that. Yeah, right.
You heard it.
I know. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, Asar. So you have three mandam, either Tefach or Dalit or Asar. My time is the Shmuel. Why do you need 10 Tefachim? Kersheya Kach Psula. Like the hechsher is the psul. Machsher ba'asayah, just like to have a kosher sukkah, you need 10 tvachim. Afsula ba'asayah. So to the pasul, you need asayah. I mean, it's not just two schachas.
Does that make the
another sukkah.
Doesn't make the most sense? Because we need two schachas. If it's not sukkah, tachas sukkah, if less than 10, what gave it another shem sukkah?
Less than 10?
Yeah.
Because who says you need a shem sukkah? You need two schachas.
Well, maybe this because the sukkah is Hashem's schach. I'm saying even.
Right, so, but you need a kosher sukkah. Let's say it's Dov and Akuma going. So you don't need able to sit there. You just need
the language of sukkah, have a sukkah.
Right, I understand, but I'm saying, but you don't need a. We agree, you don't need a kosher sukkah. Let's say there's Dov and Akuma there. You know, no one's going to say it's okay. That doesn't have Hashem's schach or whatever. But whatever you want.
He's asking in the ganz not. So even in Dov and Akuma, it takes a Dov that works.
You there's no tzad that Dov and Akuma won't passel if you have a sukkah, agave sukkah, real 20-12 in between. And then the top one's coming, it doesn't have a hechsher of daif and akum. It's more than dalet amos. You can say that it becomes possible. I don't know. It doesn't need real dinim. It's just two schachas.
So once it's two schachas. It's
just two schachas.
It's
mafsid. It's mafsid.
It's mafsid. It's not mafsid.
No. The basukah is one and not two.
Say, but why is it
a
second
sukkah? Oh, why is it a second?
Why is it a second
sukkah? We're saying that it's not a second sukkah. It's a second schach.
How high the second, the top one has to be.
Yeah.
We're talking about how big the hefsek has to be.
That's the hefsek.
10 tvachim
hefsek. Yeah, because just like a kosher sukkah needs 10 tvachim, so too the pasel needs 10 tvachim.
Misha said at least the amount of shear.
A kosher sukkah.
We're talking about a shear of a sukkah here. We're talking about how much is space, like you said, like.
Oh, so your mamish faketra. Now he wants to say that it's shtei sukkahs. What's the psul? The shtei sukkahs or the shtei schachas?
The fact that somebody
should
go in, or the fact
that
it's
another
schach.
So you just said
schach.
Oh,
he says schach.
Huh?
He says
schach. Oh, says schach. I mean, where does sukkah come in?
Like Rav Chisda, right? You need a reshusa of itself. You need something that's chash.
Something chash.
So he's telling about another sukkah.
No, so he's being medam another sukkah. Really, I would have shred the other two mandam. That's the truth. I would forget because basukah is below sukkah. Tachas a sukkah. That's the job. That's what Yaron Kam was saying. That's what you forget. So he's the one that makes sense.
Meaning the
bottom. I'm taking the other direction.
But the Gemara asked, "Kama yehi bein sukkah l'sukkah?"
In order to make it that the bottom one should be possible.
Right. Meaning space in.
How much space in between the two sukkahs?
That's considered two sukkahs.
No, that's considered two sukkahs. So now we're telling you, Fakat, he makes the most sense because one tefach is not another sukkah. One tefach in between.
What do you mean? You have one tefach in between, and then you have another sukkah.
No. The tap sukkah is just yeah. That's all it is. It's okay. Zakhtimah Vaita. Tana. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. What? Yeah. Tana. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Ain de Yuim Be'el Yoina. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda said, if you don't live in the second sukkah, the higher sukkah, Hatachtayin Ekshaya, then the bottom one is kosher. My Ain de Yuim. What does it mean, Ain de Yuim? Elam de Yuim, Mamish. Literally live there. Otter the Yurin Kagami. Living there has to do with sukkah tachas a sukkah. What does living there have to do with anything? Elalav. My ain't the Yurin. What does it mean you don't live there? Kosha ain't the real adir. It's not Raya for adir. Vehechadami. The loiga vayasara. What does it mean that ain't Raya? About that you don't have to live there. You don't have a ladder to get up there. You don't have to live there. So just the pshat is that it's not Raya to live there. What is that? Like vayasara. It's not high ten. Mechlal the Tanakam is over. So we'll bring a Raya that was a Yudashita. But the Tanakam holds after Bishayin the Yoyle, the Yipsula. So it's a from Shmuel. Shmuel says that I need 10 Tvachim in between. L'chayra, that is a Yehuda Shita. But Tanakam doesn't hold it, and Tanakam holds even less. Zok the Gemara, and for the Gemara, Ki Asaf, Dimi Oma, Ami, B'mai Rabbah, they said, Rabbah, M'ein HaTachtayna, Yechayla L'kabel, Kam V'ksasa, Shalal Yoyna, HaTachtayna, K'shay. It doesn't mean the height. It means it's not strong enough to carry pillows.
Hold, wait.
Right. The Schach is not strong enough to carry anything.
Using a mat.
So therefore, that's when Mechlal, the Tanakama Sava Afbish and the Kabel Psula, the Tanakama holds, not it didn't height, it didn't weight. So now we're telling you, so that Madam would hold, that the Tanakama holds, that it's possible even though it can't carry that. And the Rebbe Yehuda holds, no, it has to be able to carry, well, Yonim Tachtoina. But how much of a height? That's not the Shmuz in the Mishnah Bechlal. Ikabinai, the Kabbalah de Adchak, if it could be Makabbalah de Adchak. Tanakama holds that it is possible, and if you hold it's kosher, because it has to be able to carry something that you would be able to live there if you would want to live there. Not, again, not in height, but in strength.
So how come the Gemara is asking for from the Tanna Kamma, he was the fool for a whole lot of Yehuda? What's the problem?
Why would he pass on Rabbi Yehuda? It's not the halacha.
So the Tanna Kamma.
Tanna Kamma, no, we always pass on the Tanna Kamma.
So this Machlokes Tanaim has nothing to do with the previous shiur.
What?
So this Mishnah has nothing to do with the previous shiur.
Right. Right. The shiur was now Machlokes. Three of Machlokes.
Those don't worry about the Mishnah. I'm saying
the Mishnah wasn't discussing that. What's the din in the Mishnah? Look at the Gemara. The Gemara tells you three man da'amim. What sukkah tachas and sukkah is? Zok the Mishnah. Pius Allah Sadeh. Ne'achama. You put on top of the sechach a sheet because of the sun. Even though you have still some room in Mecham, so it's Chach, but you put it there, they are Nasha.
Putting a
net inside
or something.
I'm a Nasha. Or because. Or because Nasha is that the leaves are falling down. The mother didn't have and her son still don't have, right? And they would fall down the Ksamim, they would fall down into Yisuf. So you put a sheet underneath for the Nishar.
You could put one sheet for both, right?
What?
Put underneath for both.
To catch the Oy Shapires Al Gabe Akinaf, or you didn't put it. You have a bed with four kondesim, a bunk bed.
No, and you have four poster beds.
Yeah. Right. So now you have, right?
Said it in Hebrew. Yeah.
So now you put a tablecloth on top of it, a sheet on top of it. Psula. All these cases are possible. These three cases are possible. Avopayosu agam in aklita amita. You could put on aklita amita. What's that? That doesn't have four posts. That has two posts, and it goes like this, right? So then you let it go ahead, and that is kosher. Zok the Gemara. Amar Avchizda. Avchizda said lo yishanu elam ne anesha. The Mishnah only said that it's possible is only if you're putting it under the sheet underneath the schach to catch the leaves. Avol neyusa. But if you're putting it there for noi. You're allowed to put a whole sheet underneath your schach for noi.
No.
So the Gemara pshita. Now nesha tran. It says nesha. What were you mechadish?
What happened with
chama?
What?
How come
make it a deal
from the nesha?
That's on the top.
Because chama is on top. Nesha is on bottom. It's like this. You can't say, okay, I have a noi on top, but I don't see it. But if I would fly a helicopter on top, I would see it. It has to be that the pshat is that. You're seeing it, so that's Nasha. So tomorrow, what's his chiddush? What do you say? So the mamal to tell me why didn't I fill in a yusa? You would think even if it's noy, vadi tani mnei Nasha, or chad milsik tani, you would think that it's mnei Nasha. Just tell him that's the way it chaps on. But anything, any cover is a problem. Kamash malon that it's mutagam. So someone asked that many years ago. There was a lot of mosquitoes. There were a lot of. The first night was terrible.
Yeah.
So they wanted to put a net underneath the schach.
A fine net, because the mosquitoes are very small, so it has to be a fine net. Put a net, put okay. Big spaces, and they'll come right through.
Screen, they want a screen.
Screen. No, screen, or you put.
So that.
Or you even put a sheet, let's say, whatever. Is that Lenayusa, or that's with Neanasha?
Neanasha.
That's with Neanasha.
Yeah?
So
no, you're
not using it. You don't want the
schach.
The point was
you don't want the schach. Nesha is more the mitzad the schach. It's a felt in the schach. That means chama, the first case, felt in the schach, right? Means you don't have enough tzel. Even though you have more tzel than but any sun bothers you. Nesha is that something's wrong with your schach. Over here, there's nothing wrong with your schach. It's what?
The point is things are falling into your soup.
You're trying to say it's more like Nasha.
Yeah.
You're trying to say that's it. Yeah. Or you could say that fakir, that makes you comfortable in your sukkah, in a yusa. That means, can I look at, but Nasha is also comfortable. Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is a big machlok. Someone asked me this challenge about that year. And it wasn't so pashut. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's not so pashut that there should be. I'll be pashut, it should be mutter. Because what does Lenayusa mean?
That makes it more pleasant.
That's what I'm saying. No, that's the Metzias you put on top. Oh, yeah, what happens on there? Okay, yeah, no.
Same shot. Is it?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I put on a bunch of technical, because you want that the schach shouldn't get ruined with the heat also. So you want to.
That means
it doesn't make a difference. Okay, fine. But pashas, you're right. Pashas, that's the most similar to bnei nesha, and it should be awesome. Okay. Let's bring your ayah to this. It says sichcha kil chasam. You misachel alacha ve'itra. You crowned the bikramim, the sadinim, amutziyorim, nice pictures, the talaba, geizim, shkedim, afraskin, the remainim. Here's where people hang up remains. Pachile anavim, the itra shel shibulin, yena shmanim, the siltais. All these nice decorations. Also, the stopping man ad matziyon tevachin shachag. You now have anav from it, becomes also banal like every decoration. The misna aleya, and if you made it tonight, it's in hilchas tanoim. That it shouldn't be chamukzan, it's akadu fitnoi, whatever the tnai is. Back upon him, you see that they put on tzadinim. Hamatziyarim, they put on tzadinim on top of under the sukkah.
Who said it covered the whole sukkah?
Yeah, the Gemara held that it covered the whole sukkah. So therefore, that's a raya. That's a raya that it's kosher to sit in the sukkah if there's decorations on top of you. The Gemara, no, Dilma minatzad. Maybe it was from the side. Not on top of you, and it was from the side. No, the Gemara, I'm telling you, it didn't. That you should put the decorations in your sukkah. And don't think it stays the side, and we'll explain that mitzvah tomorrow, what that means.
I mean, let's start off, it's just simple.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
Why should I have a hamid?
What's the problem? What's the bracha telling you?
Yeah, the
chiddush. No, the chiddush is that you need a tonight to use it. That's the
chiddush. That's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is going to be more.